أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأورثنا القوم الذين كانوا يستضعفون مشارق الأرض ومغاربها التي باركنا فيها، وتمت كلمة ربك الحسنى على بني إسرائيل بما صبروا، ودمرنا ما كان يصنع فرعون وقومه وما كانوا يعرشون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 137 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the previous verses, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the test, the trials that had come upon Fir'aun and his people from Allah. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concluded that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had drowned him into the waters. And of course that was because he was heedless of all the different signs that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent upon him. Now from here, many verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and his people, the Bani Israel. Here Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. That we had made those people who were considered weak the inheritors of the west and the east of the land of the earth. Allati barakna fiha, that land which we had blessed. On the one hand, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not say wa awrathna bani Israel, that we had made the Bani Israel the inheritors of the land. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Alladhina kanu yustada'afoon, those people who were considered weak. There is a very big difference between a person that is weak or a group of people that are weak and a group of people that are considered to be weak. They had brought iman in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and because they were subjected to the harsh treatment of Fir'aun, they were enslaved, they were oppressed, and it seemed as though that they were weak, and Fir'aun and his people considered them weak. Weakness and strength is that weakness and strength that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives, and this is the message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala passes on to us also. That sometimes we may consider some group of people to be weak because of whatever reasons we may be having. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been chosen. And in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala holds them in high esteem. So we need to be very, very careful when we make an assessment with regards to people. And the best option is always to have good thoughts about others and to hold others in high esteem. Hence Allah Ta'ala says that we had made them the inheritors of the east, the west and the east of the land. Now, what land is this? Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Allati barakna fiha, that land which we had blessed. There is one group of ulama, commentators of the Quran Sharif, that say that when we looked at the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and the life of the Bani Israel in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, then they had gone, they had migrated, they had left from Egypt and they had gone back to their original land. Of course, they had that issue that was in the valley of Tih, and because of the non-compliance for 40 years, then thereafter in the time of Sayyidina Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them victory over Al-Quds, Al-Palestine, and the result was that then they had inhabited that land. So there is one group of ulama that of the opinion that this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about. They had gone to the land of their forefathers. They had gone to the land of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, and then they inhabited the land. They overcame the Amaliki people that were ruling with oppression in that land, and then they remained over there. Some of the opinion that this land also refers to the land of Egypt. Now, Alladhi barakna fiha, insofar as Sham is concerned, as far as ancient Syria is concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the barakat of it in the Quran Kareem. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. It is the land that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had blessed the surroundings of Al-Aqsa. One was a spiritual blessing that Allah had blessed it, that many of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam were born there. Many had left this world and their qabars were there. Many had resided in that area. Then of course, from a material point of view, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had always kept that area and that portion of the earth always lush and giving fruit, etc. So that is one aspect of it. Then there are another group that, yes, the land also that is Babarkat, the land that has blessings, is also the land of Misr, the land of Egypt. And it was in the time of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that the Bani Israel had once again come into Egypt, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted them dominion and sovereignty over the land. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Thereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, the kalima of Allah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here it refers to the decree, the excellent decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the gracious decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was fulfilled upon the Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala had through Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he said to the Bani Israel that you need to be patient, you need to be persevering, you need to ask from Allah. Allah will grant you the sovereignty and the inheritance of the earth. And Allah Ta'ala had promised them directly also. And hence that promise that Allah had promised them had now come to fruition, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted it. Why? Bima sabaru, because they persevered. There is no doubt in the fact that whilst they were in Egypt, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come to them, they accepted Iman, they accepted Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They were an oppressed nation and they had made that sabr and they persevered. Then Allah says, وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَسْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed, we had destroyed whatever Fir'aun had did. The word sana'a yasna'u will mean one that he built. He built a city, he built his things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had all that destroyed, all the gardens, etc. And another way of interpreting this word is all those things that he connived against the Bani Israel, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had destroyed all of that. وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ. And that which he had made lofty, in other words, the lofty palaces, and at the time he wanted also a tower to be built so that he could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of that was destroyed. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed the doings of Fir'aun. But of course Allah ta'ala had left the signs for mankind to see till the day of Qiyamah, the pyramids, and all of that is there for us to take heed that here was a people, the Fir'aun one after the other, that had come and ruled. And of course, when Allah Ta'ala gives us sovereignty, or Allah Ta'ala gives us a little bit of ability that we are in a position of management, we are in a position of ownership, then do we rule according to the commandments of Allah, or do we rule according to our own whims and fancies? That is the choice that Allah Ta'ala has always given us, and the better choice is always to do things according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.